Where are we? So
we are at the secret port of Molotovs.
And we sailed. And on the way out of the Barents Sea, the Germans sank two more ships. So now we're with nine ships.
And where were you going after you made your delivery? You had made your delivery by this point at the Molotovs?
Yeah.
All ships delivered there?
All ships, no. The rest of the ships, the 10 other ships, delivered their cargo into Archangel, the only other major port, as far as I know, after Murmansk.
So you delivered your dynamite to Molotovs?
Yes.
Okay.
And all the rest of the cargo, too.
So after you delivered the cargo, what was the sort of sense on board? I know you mentioned at the start of this particular journey that you were concerned about it.
Well, the return trip, we expected the submarines to be waiting for us. And they were, but over near the North Cape of Norway. And that's when we lost the two more ships. So we turned south toward Iceland, and a huge storm hit us, the biggest storm I ever saw in my life. We were sent to Belfast, where we waited for a North Atlantic convoy. And we returned to New York, arriving in the middle of October. We were damaged, so the ship went into the shipyard. I got off on a vacation.
October 1943 at this point?
No, it was still 42.
1942.
Two, yeah.
So October 42, you arrived back in New York?
Yes.
And took a vacation.
And I went on vacation and raised my license. And everyone got off the ship except the chief mate and the third mate, me. I went on vacation, but I rejoined the ship as second mate. The chief mate rejoined the ship as captain.
So you've done well in your career so far. It's only been a year.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
A year and a half.
A year and a half since you graduated.
Right. I graduated in 1940.
Oh, in October 1940.
40, yeah. So now 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay. So you left the Samuel Chase October 1942 in October in New York. You took a vacation for how long?
About 2 weeks.
Okay.
The ship had a lot of repairs. In fact, it should be pointed out that they had insufficient guns for our ship. And so we had 12 gun emplacements. But we only had 9 guns.
And this is when you were heading to Russia?
This is when the ship was sailing.
Who are the gunners on ship?
We had 15 U.S. naval gunners, including an ensign in charge. In fact, I think he was a junior lieutenant, John Sexton, which, as it turned out, I didn't know at the time, but I married a girl named Barbara Sexton in 1950.
Were they related or
no?
No,
not that I know of. They may have been.
So you stayed unmarried throughout the war?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Until 1950. So well after the war.
Let's see. I told you about the communists.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the maritime architects, the marine architects of the Russians, came aboard and examined the ship because they were eager to know how come we had so many Liberty ships in the convoy. And they were kind of interesting. They asked a lot of questions, but they didn't ask for any drawings. So we think that they must have received drawings through government sources.